Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test, end quote, and said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday.
359 ballots were cast, no spoiled ballots. I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The CDC is reporting over 82 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines distributed across the country have gone to waste since the start of the pandemic. CVS and Walmart were responsible for more than 25% of the doses that went to waste because of a short shelf life. More COVID-19 vaccine data has been released.
Researchers at Penn State say immunity remains high against severe COVID-19 for about 6 months after vaccination. However, scientists at Penn State College of Medicine say protection against symptomatic COVID-19 begins to decrease about 1 month from initial vaccination. In the largest study so far, researchers determined the vaccines provided significant protection against COVID, but their effectiveness decreased over time. The study looked at data from 7 million unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals 12 years and over. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A recount is being requested in one Texas election.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The decision by the mostly partisan and politically motivated House panel investigating January 6 will be going to live TV to push their agenda Thursday. To make sure the message gets out, they've hired Hollywood producer James Goldstein to run its primetime hearing. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Monday said the made-for-TV show has nothing to do with justice or the Constitution, but everything with exercising its partisan advantage.
I think the panel itself violates the rules of Congress, which require kind of bipartisan proportional balance between the members. And here you have all Democrats plus, I think, two anti-Trump Republicans. You're not going to get a kind of both sides of the issue presented. And I do think hiring and bringing on a media person really proves what the purpose of this thing is. It has nothing to do with law or justice or the Constitution. It has everything to do with partisan advantage.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, the forces to allow us to get back on track are up against us. And believe it or not, it's the people that we elected into office that we thought were going to be, co-laborers with us. But that does not seem to be the case. I mean, it seems that they're continuing to work against us. This is the day that the average price of gasoline has now up to $4.91. California, you know, maybe you say, well, it's not as bad as California, $6.37, unless you've got children like I do. I got four kids in California that are having to put up with that kind of price. We've got Dr. Michael Busler with us. He is the public policy analyst and economics professor. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thanks for having me. As you know, it's my pleasure to be here.
Well, always great to have you with us, Michael, to have your insight. A lot of pain all over the country right now. And, of course, this has been ongoing. I mean, this is a snapshot of, in a sense, of what is history in terms of the gas prices. This is what people have been tolerating, and it continues to go up. And Joe Biden seems to be without answers, totally.
Yeah, he does. And unfortunately, the inflation numbers are going to get much worse before they get better. The consumer price index for the month of May is due out this Friday. Most economists think it'll be not that bad, relatively small, probably in a 0.5% range. I disagree with that. I think the number for May, the CPI number, is going to be at least a 1% gain in a single month. And possibly much higher than that. That'll take the 12-month inflation rate up to about 8.7%, which again would be a 40-year high. And going forward, I think inflation is going to get even worse. I mean, look, we're watching the price of gasoline. I think it's set record highs in 27 in the last 28 days. And there doesn't seem to be any end in sight for that. So energy prices will probably continue to go up. The real fear is now food prices. Food prices, yes. I think, are about to escalate, and I think for a couple of reasons. One, for domestic agricultural industry, local farmers, they're paying significantly more for fertilizers. I talked to a couple of farmers who say that fertilizer prices are twice as much as they were last year. They're also paying more for labor. As you know, we have a labor shortage, so to get people to come to work, they've had to raise wages, and that means farmers are paying more for labor. And what they tell me is their biggest fear is all of their equipment uses diesel fuel. And while the price of regular gasoline is close to $5 a gallon, diesel fuel, I think, is closer to $6 a gallon.
Exactly.
So all those rising costs are going to push up prices, and About 25% of the world's wheat supply is produced in Ukraine and Russia, and much of that has been cut off due to the conflict. That'll create an even greater shortage, which will drive prices up even further. In the U.S., we'll experience very high inflation. What I'm really worried about is the third world countries, what we call the MENA, Middle East, North Africa, and those other less than developed countries. They can't afford to pay the higher prices. So
exactly.
Does that mean there could be some starvation problems? Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, Michael. See, this is the thing. The ramifications, it's one thing with America dealing with it. It's like as if, you know, like they used to say about the difference between the East and the West Coast. As the West Coast, you know, had a cold. It was a slight sniffle. By the time it got to the East Coast, you know, you had flu signs and all this other stuff. But if you take it beyond our boundaries and you start going around the world, the impact of supply chain interference that has been going on, the cost of food going up, I mean, this is going to have a huge impact in terms of the poverty issue outside of this country. It's one thing, you know, to deal with $5 and $6 a gallon of gas and complain about it, but it's minor by the time you get into some of these third world countries. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's not being reported on, because this is the thing that affected these countries during COVID, for example, when we stupidly, and I say stupidly, relinquished our liberties and trusted the government to run our lives. And, of course, they're not satisfied with that. And it's like, hey, you think we did such a great job in, you know, in dealing with COVID. You haven't seen anything yet. Just wait until we control everything and, you know, see what happens to your life now. Like Klaus Schwab's, you know, forecast. It said by 2030, you will own nothing and you'll like it, right?
Yeah, I certainly hope that's not accurate. But it seems that we're heading in that direction. So as you point out, we'll have an inflation problem. The rest of the world's going to have food shortage problems. Well, how bad will the inflation problem get here? I think we could hit double-digit inflation before the end of the summer. Now, the Federal Reserve, which has been way behind the curve on this, they should have started taking actions in more than a year ago, but they're way behind the curve. So now, because the inflation problem is so bad, they're going to have to start pushing interest rates up very aggressively. I believe they meet next week. They'll push interest rates up at least a half a point. When they meet in July, they'll put it up another half a point, and they'll probably have to increase it two or three times more before the end of the year in order, they feel, to wring enough demand out of the economy to reduce in inflation. In the meantime, because energy prices and food prices are going up so much, and those are necessities, I mean, you can live without some things, but you have to get to work and you have to eat. So if you're spending more on those things, it means you have less to spend on other things. That will reduce demand for those other goods. That'll tend to slow the economy down. And in my view, I think we're heading for a recession, possibly as early as the end of this year or beginning of next year. Well, let me say one other thing about recession. The first quarter of this year, GDP declined by 1.5%. We had negative growth in GDP in the first quarter. The second quarter of the year, most economists are forecasting a 2 to 3% growth rate. However, they forecasted 2 to 3% growth rate last quarter, and it came in negative. If this quarter comes in negative, and again, I don't think that's the case, but if it does come in negative, that'll be two successive quarters of negative growth in GDP, which by the old definition, that was the
that's recession.
Definition of a recession.
Yep.
If that comes about, you know, even if the economy grows slowly, we're still kind of in a stagnant position the first half of this year, and we have inflation at record high level. Well, when that occurs, high inflation and a stagnant economy, with the term we use for that is stagflation, stagnant economy with inflation. Now, we haven't seen that since the late 70s and the early 80s. That's my biggest fear. We go into recession, inflation ends up staying high, and we end up with a stagflation problem that's very difficult to fix.
Well, and like you said, Michael, we've been through this before. And I know you've got some specific ideas you can share with our audience when we come back, because we've given them a lot of reality here. And maybe some would say, well, thanks for the bad news. But there's got to be some hope there. And Dr. Michael Bussler will open your eyes to some hope and some strategies that we can employ in order to deal with this government that is hell-bent to ignore the signs of recession and even stagflation, as he says. So stay with us. We've got more coming up after this.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Even after 7 decades of ministry in Albania and Kosovo, it can be so exciting to hear the responses from listeners there on how the Tide radio broadcasts are impacting their lives. Like this listener in Kosovo who wrote, "I listen to the pastor on the radio every week. I really love to listen to the messages. I've learned a lot from them about how to face difficulties. Listening to the broadcast always makes me think and fills me with hope. It is encouraging to know that hearing our gospel broadcast in their own language is helping people connect with Christ. Stories like these remind us that the work we're doing produces tangible results, all for the kingdom of God. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh
Fashion Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Dr. Michael Bussler, the public policy analyst and economics professor. He laid out, of course, what you all know. I mean, we don't need to wait for some government official announcement of what the economy is doing, what's happening in the gas thing. We see it every day, you know, real life in real time, and the pain is becoming more and more evident, and we're seeing where these institutions like the Fed, because they got so politicized. And I don't understand, Michael, what it is about the Fed and the Democratic Party. I mean, they claim some sort of independence all the time, but you got Powell, who was, I guess, just bidding for the job to make sure that he had another year that he could, you know, survive and be able to be part of the Biden administration. So he licked their boots, so to speak, and waited on doing things that should have been done. But this has been the nature. I don't care. You know, go back and look at what happened with Obama-Biden. I mean, they were constantly leading from behind. And so here it is, you know, the Biden administration in true form leads from behind. They see the Russians, you know, coming all together. I don't know what he thought, if they were all just going to have a big, s'mores or hot dog cookout or something there on the border of Ukraine. But they, you know, they waited well over a year to react to this stuff. But this is clearly the lack of leadership that the American people are paying for right now. And this is just excruciatingly painful, Michael.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, the goals of economic policy, both fiscal policy and monetary policy, are supposed to be price stability, keep inflation low, full employment, keep unemployment low, and growth in the economy. And instead of the those policies concentrating on the economic goals, they were now concentrating on social goals and climate change. So they were looking at real or perceived social injustices, and they wanted to fix that. It's injustice CEOs make more than everybody else. It's injustice college students graduate with debt. It's injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's injustice some people can't afford daycare. So they geared their policies towards solving those problems and climate change, and they let the economy just go where it did, and that's why we're in such bad shape. Look, as I talked on the show before, there are four reasons why we have this inflation problem. Energy prices are escalating, mostly because the Biden administration has restricted the supply of fossil fuels. They canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You can't drill on federal lands anymore. You can't drill off the coast of Alaska. The permitting process is harder. So they've restricted the supply of gasoline and fossil fuels. When demand is growing, you get inflation. Secondly, the government has been paying people not to work. In order to get these people to come back to work, businesses had to raise wages significantly. You say, well, that's good for the worker, and it is, but it drives up labor costs for business, and they have to recover that in the price. Thirdly, the federal government has deficit spent nearly $6 trillion in the last 2 years. On a $22 trillion economy, that's pure inflation. This America Rescue Plan and most of the infrastructure plan should never have been passed last year. Because they did, we have such excess demand that that's pulling prices up. And fourthly, as you mentioned, the Federal Reserve last March knew we had an inflation problem. Why? The consumer price index typically goes up, you know, 0.2% a month. Does that for a year, it's about 2.5% inflation. Last January 2021, it went up 0.3%, February 0.4%, March 0.6%, April 0.8%. Clearly we had an inflation problem and the Fed should have acted. Instead they said this is temporary, transitory.
Transitory, right, exactly.
Yeah, as soon as the economy recovers. They knew that wasn't the case back then. Even Janet Yellen said, we were wrong about that. Had they started to gradually raise interest rates and stop printing up $120 billion extra every month to buy the government bonds, had they stopped those programs back in March or April of 2021, the inflation rate would be about half of what it is today. Until they reverse this government policy, now the Fed's starting to act, but until they reverse all this government policy, we're going to continue to have high inflation.
Well, it's that old Pennzoil saying, Michael, you can pay me now or pay me later. And every time you pay later, it's always more complex and it's more expensive. And this is what we're doing when we're behind the ball. Again, as you cited earlier, you know, the problem with the Democratic Party and the Fed bought into this to the point that it blinded them from the reality and their number one objective in terms of managing inflation. That's why we have the Fed, right? To manage inflation. Well,
exactly.
You failed. I mean, you didn't get, we paid you to get the Super Bowl. You didn't win the Super Bowl. And you know what? You haven't won the Super Bowl in many years here, you know? So something is terribly wrong. And why these people need to be fired, and there needs to be a realignment with, you know, real life issues here. Because if we're going to follow social injustice and we're going to rob the treasury of the American people in order to feed into this narrative and to convince people, it's just like, you know, what concerns me, Michael, is the amount of information, and this is absolute propaganda about climate change that has been going on for decades. People are starting to think, well, maybe there must be some veracity in it because that's all we hear about it. And you can't talk about you can't talk about the facts. People don't want to hear the facts. It's only one thing because you get a small percentage of people yelling and screaming that there's climate change and, you know, the sky is falling. And, you know, if you listen to the Imperial College, 20-some years ago, half of the Earth should have been underwater right now. And I think the only people would be alive would be maybe Al Gore and a couple of his buddies, you know, according to their projections, right? But here they are continuing to scare the heck out of people with climate change, and of course, you know, why they're given place, and then we allow them to speak into COVID. The same people that gave us all this faux information and narrative about climate change, they're, you know, speaking out in the narrative about COVID, saying 2 million Americans were going to die. And you know what? They live. They continue to live another day, waiting for the next crisis to give, you know, a little jettison propaganda jab to whatever narrative the globalists need, right? I mean, this is getting absurd.
Yeah, it certainly is. And rather than leading from behind, we really should stay, should have stayed ahead of these things, and we would have avoided a lot of the economic problems that we have today. Look, even if you have a goal to solve what you believe are social injustices, it's easier to solve those problems when you have a strong economy. So
exactly.
First, build the economy, get it nice and strong. So everybody is working and real wages are increasing. Now, we said wages are going up 4 or 5%. You think that's good. And I guess you would say it is, except inflation is 8%. So in real terms, you're falling behind. The prior administration, wage increases were less, but the inflation rate was under 2%. So people were really getting a real increase in wages, a real increase in purchasing power, and that leads to a real increase in the standard of living. Now we're stuck with this problem with inflation that's going to lead, as I said, probably to recession and stagflation. It's where mm-hmm. this hurts the most is people on fixed incomes, retirees, and low income workers. Higher income workers, they can pay the higher prices, and they're not going to see much of a change in their lifestyle. But lower income workers, they don't have any slack. So if you start yes. raising the price on necessities, they're going to have to pay it.
Michael, we got about a minute left here, real quick. A couple of quick things people can do right now.
So the only thing you can do in November, you have to elect the people that are going to fix this. Between now and November, you have to be very price conscious. So when you see the price of something going up, try to look for ways to find a substitute or try to use less of it. Now, people say my lifestyle is built, I need my car, and that's true. But if there are ways you can drive a little bit less and lower the demand total for gasoline, that'll help to keep the prices down. So try to find alternatives. And in the meantime, when November comes, just elect people that say we're going to get things back on track the way the free market and capitalism has made this country great. And we pledge to go in that direction.
And I might add, Dr. Michael Bussler, is you elect them and then you hold them accountable, okay? Because the forces of the Beltway are such that they will fold like a $2 chair real quick on you. So you got to keep an eye on them. Michael Bussler, thank you, sir.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test, end quote, and said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday.
359 ballots were cast. No spoiled ballots. I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
USA Radio News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Jeff Kemp joining us, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader. Jeff, real quick, before we talk about some, you know, great stories about hope and help from fatherhood leaders, I wanted to get your read on what happened at Joel Osteen's church. You know, some women, you know, came in and tried to disrupt the service. And, you know, I didn't get much reaction, you know, from Joel Osteen or the church, but, it's something that people of faith need to understand that, we have the answer of peace and love and life, but it's how we choose to communicate that regardless of somebody coming in and being a disruptive force, you know, and it's what you've talked about ever since I've known you and what your book Facing the Blitz is all about is how do you respond in a way that honors God and man, right?
I'm not going to comment because I haven't even read the news and don't know the situation, but I know your heart and your heart is for more of Christ and more of God's way to show up in us believers in God in the circumstances we face, which are becoming more intense, aren't they?
Yes.
As the culture gets, you know, more dismissive and angry at God and people who claim Jesus' name, there's going to be more of this stuff. And, you know, Jesus said, in this world, you'll have a lot of trouble, and you'll face tribulation and suffering and persecution and unfairness. And the whole key to Jesus was he made sure that whatever he did always was the most loving thing that pointed people back to the truth. And so we really don't need to defend ourselves. If we stay calm, if we turn the other cheek, if we speak truth for the purpose of love, then God will look good. We may not look good in the moment. You know, it may look like we're swallowing our pride. It may not, you know, fix our circumstances. We may keep getting treated poorly. But people are going to scratch their head, go away, and it's going to plant a seed in their hearts that, you know what, those Jesus people are different. Maybe I need the peace that they have. We need to demonstrate peace, not a combative defend ourselves and point out the problems with others. We're not a minority group, you know, with a special interest lobbying, you know, a representative up in Washington, D.C., trying to get politics to fix our lives. No, we're citizens of a totally different kingdom operating on a totally different mindset. Mm.
And we have the most powerful advocate that we can have in the Holy Spirit. And this is, again, I appreciate your sober assessment of this, because just as Jesus did, this is what we're called to do. And that is, you say bring people to the truth, you bring people to God. You got to bring God into this situation, because, you know, God has a very succinct way of dealing with this. And as you say, the truth, which is liberating and so profound that it closes the mouth. It changes nations. It changes rulers. It's so powerful. And it is the way God executes it. It's very strategic, very exact, right? I've never known God to just go and obliterate things. It's always, you know, to that exact point. And the reason all this is coming up is, again, part of it is Roe v. Wade. Part of it is this month is Pride Month. And there's a lot right now about the LGBTQ community that's being thrown out there, football arenas, baseball fields, all this stuff. And parents, fathers are saying, how do I address this? And you just gave us the right, I believe, a very sober and righteous way to approach this. And that is that it's not about us. And, you know, it's about the Father coming in. We have to, as people of faith, bring the Father into the situation and see how God will handle it.
It's not always our words. Many times it's not our words at all. It's basically our relational kindness. I remember we used to hold some conferences that were strengthening marriage and family. And there would be groups of people who would come and protest it, who were, you know, living a very opposite direction life. And they had an image of who we were as Christians that was very negative. And they'd come in kind of trying to protest. And I remember some of the people that worked for me and some of the volunteers we had when we were putting on these conferences, they would go meet these folks in the parking lot and then in the lobby when they came into our conference and give them a cup of water and a cup of coffee and a donut and say, do you want to sit down and talk? Tell us what your concerns are. And they'd befriend them and just listen to them and be so nice to them that the people all of a sudden had to let go of their stereotype of how mean, rotten, and evil these Christian people were. So it was the model of their kindness, not the words or the Bible verses they threw at them, and certainly not, you know, getting the police to draw a barricade to protect ourselves from other people. We need to love other people, not protect ourselves from them.
Right. Exactly, because why are we loving them, Jeff, but for the very thing that we've been guilty of in offending the Father? And God, through his grace and mercy, forgave us. And they just don't know what they don't know. You know, as Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they're doing. And if we put ourselves in that perspective and understand that these are people made in God's image, just like We are made, right? So what is the difference other than that we have made an affirmation that we're going to do the best we can to follow God, to obey His commandments, and other people along the way in their journey of life just are not there yet. But God's grace and His mercy, we are here at this point in time to maybe be that link, that connection to the Father. Maybe that's what's happening, because nothing happens without the Father's allowance, without His understanding, right?
Hmm. I think of the passage in Romans that says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And yeah. Jesus didn't overcome the men with stones that were coming to kill the girl caught in adultery with meanness, harshness. He didn't bring a lawyer out. He didn't attack them. He didn't chase them off by throwing stones at them. He basically knelt down, lovingly accepted her, and then asked a question. Hey, have you guys lived a whole life with never sinning? If you have, then you can be the first to start throwing stones. He asked a question. And his gentleness and his love for that girl is what chased the others away. And guess what? She changed her lifestyle, and he said, you're free. You don't need to keep sinning. Go away and live in freedom. It's grace and humility that will turn people around to God. And we didn't turn ourselves to God, so we can't act like I'm better than you just because I've accepted Him. God opened the door of my heart to accept Him. I better not brag about
exactly.
that. And I better have faith that other people can come to find Him. They're just not yet at that point in their journey. I want to be a positive signpost to the grace and love of Jesus right. to help them on that way. Even if they don't respond in the moment with me and keep treating me bad, fine. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's about Jesus looking good and getting through to them.
Right. You know, Jeff, it's easy to see, or I should say easier to see, the love that Jesus extended toward the adulterous woman. But as you are sharing the story, I'm seeing how Jesus extended His love to those that wanted to stone her. You know, think about it.
Yes.
Think about what He kept them from doing. And they, even though they left, it says that they left. Are you going to tell me they just left and they were not affected by that moment? They didn't have a Salem moment to think, well, maybe I need to confess a sin in my life, or I need to repent. I don't think they just went home and just said, happy days. I think that this was so profound on them. This was something that they carried with them for a bit of time. Those that God had called to come into the kingdom with Him, I believe.
God will change everyone. We can't put them in categories. Just represent God's grace. Point them to Jesus. He'll do the work.
Amen. Jeff Kemp, he is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, and now ministry leader. Jeff, as always, appreciate your heart, my friend. You take care. Godspeed.
Okay. Bye-bye.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, that's what holds everything together for us, I believe, you know, people of faith, is that God never changes. Same yesterday, today, and forever, regardless of what's going on in our country right now, what's happening in our world. You know, this is Pride Month. People are being strained a bit and saying, gosh, you know, how do we address this, you know, in dealing with something that is clearly in conflict with the Word of God? And the fact of the matter is that It's not our job, in a sense, to deal with this. This is God's job. And we need to bring God into the center of all this. As far as parents are concerned, we have a responsibility to raise up our children in the manner of which we've been told to be, you know, to raise them, which is God's word, clearly. It's when we deviate from that and we question whether or not God was intentional that we get into trouble. So stay the course. Continue to raise your child in the way in which God has told you to raise that child, and leave the rest up to God. We can continue to pray, you know, for people who are in conflict with the Word of God, as Jeff Kemp and I were just talking about right now. You don't have to pick up a stone, you know, and even with what happened at Lakewood Church at Joel Osteen's church, with the women coming out and taking their clothes off and cussing, you know, is all about Roe v. Wade and everything. You know, that's, they don't know what they're doing. And that's, you know, the church is the Father's church. It's a house of prayer. It's not a house for political debate. But, you know, these people did not know better, and they violated the sanctity of it. So do we pick up stones? Do we, you know, do we just go ahead and plummet them with stones because they have violated the house of God? You know, that's God's problem. God can take care of that. Our problem, our issue is that if it had been any one of us, what would we have wanted? What would love look like? We didn't know what we were doing. We're ignorant. And would we appreciate
whether or not we realize it or not, we'd appreciate that somebody would pray for us and say, God, show them. Show them, show others. Because there's demonstrations right now. What it comes down to is that which the Father promotes. The Father always promotes life. And we've got demonstrations around the country promoting death. And they just don't know what they're doing. And I understand it's maybe easier in some sense to talk about it, and it's harder to put into action. But that's my hope, is that we would come together as a body of believers to help those that know not what they're doing, that they would come into the presence of God and get revelation, get an understanding, a clear understanding about promoting health, promoting life, and not harm. Because this is unfortunately what our culture has done. We have bought into a narrative and bought into a lie that says it's okay to kill our children. And we're paying the price of this. And then we wonder why, when we have all these shootings happening in schools, and some people do not want to see the connection whatsoever. And, oh, Bill, that's so different. Why are you bringing that up? No, it's reflective of a culture that has embraced death over life. Because if we embraced life over death, we'd have answered this problem a long time ago. And answering it means that we'd have some solutions, not going around in circles and turning it into a political issue. Doing some things practically that would protect our kids in schools. And it has little to do with the Second Amendment. But it just has a lot to do with common sense. But we ignore common sense for the sake of political discourse and just hammering each other over the head. And meanwhile, the beat goes on. Samantha Mao is with us. And I'm sorry, Sam, I took a little bit of your time here. To talk about these important issues, I believe, that we're faced with. But, you know, because we always love having you on to share with us the viral videos that are happening around the country, around the world, for that matter, that encourage us, because, you know, in our humanity, we realize, frustratingly, how short we fall, and that we just aren't as nice and as loving as maybe we could be. But yet there's manifestations and there's good news stories out there that happen, like this first one where you got a biological mom meets her son for the first time and happen to be working at the same hospital. Are you kidding me?
What are the chances of that? Yes. So Benjamin... Wow. Benjamin Holberg, he actually reunited. He was 20 years old, so he spent 2 decades. He always knew that he was adopted, you know. From the very beginning, mm-hmm. He knew he was adopted. And I think a lot of people who are adopted kind of feel the same way. They're just, at least they have this curiosity. You know, you can have the most amazing adoptive parents, but you always wonder about this parent that gave birth to you, you know, your biological parents, and he always did. And his mom, Holly Shearer, never forgot about the baby she had placed up for adoption 20 years ago, which I always think is, you know, for a mother to give her child up for adoption has to be one of the most difficult and selfless things I can think of that they could do. So anyway, so Holly has been thinking about him for all these years, and she found him on Facebook when he was 18, and she thought, he's going through so much. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to kind of watch from afar. Like, so she sees him, mm-hmm. but doesn't say anything. And she doesn't realize at this time that so she's working in one part of the hospital. She's working in the NICU, and he is volunteering in another part of the hospital. They were actually parking in the same parking lot, maybe on the same floor, during these years. Mm. Not knowing who each other, you know, him not knowing who she was, and she finally reaches out to him. On his 20th birthday, she just said, happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day. And he's like, hi, do I know you? And she's like, and then she explains to him who she was. And he said it was one of the most powerful moments of his life. And they got to meet 2 years later, finding out that they had probably been crossing paths all this time. And I just think that's amazing. Like, you never know.
Yeah, unbelievable. It reminds me, I don't know if you saw that documentary from the Kendrick brothers, Show Me the Father. A great story in there about the football player, Dylan McCullough, and his coach, Sherman Smith. And the story is that when Dylan was getting ready to go to college, he was recruited by Sherman Smith, and his mother was really impressed with the coach, and it was an adopted mother, and said, look, you need to, I think to be mentored by him is going to be a real positive thing for you. He's very articulate, educated, and that sort of thing. I think this would be a good a choice for you. So he ends up going to the college, accepts a scholarship, and he's coached by Sherman Smith, and, you know, and life happens, you know, he goes to college, very successful, running back, gets into the NFL, is injured, and, you know, it's amazing because there's stories somewhat parallel because Sherman Smith was a former NFL player as well. Anyway, there is a point where he gets, Della McCullough has a chance to meet his biological mom. And she asks him, she goes, well, you know, do you want to know who your father is? And now keep in mind that he's been mentored and been around Sherman Smith for, I don't know, what, 10, 15 years now, whole deal. And
oh,
so she tells him, she goes, well, Sherman, my coach, you know, whatever, and he's putting all this together. And so, you know, so he calls up coach and says, you are my father. And, you know, and so anyway, so they do a DNA test. And sure enough, 99, you know, whatever percent likelihood that it is his father. And, you know, because he, you know, when Dalen went to go meet with coach, he goes, hey, do you know this woman? And he said her name. And, of course, he knew. And but wasn't fully aware of, you know, the child and the whole deal. And here it was. And God had brought them together in such a way that they were able to, you know, have that relationship. But, whoa, man, I'll tell you watch that movie, and there's lots of stories about fatherhood in this movie that is so special. I dare you to come away without a tear many times. In watching this special movie, Show Me the Father, I think a great Father's Day gift for everybody to watch this season, by the way. This next story you've got is an unprecedented, remarkable cancer study that leaves every patient cancer-free. Wow, Sam, what's this?
That's right. There's 12 patients so far. This is Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. This is up in New York. And they all saw their tumors disappear using immunotherapy without surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. You know, immunotherapy targets certain cells in the immune system or targets the immune system in a different way. And they started this as early as 2 years ago. Sasha Ross, she was the first patient in the clinical trial, and she had been, you know, scheduled to undergo weeks of radiation therapy. For this is like all the patients have had rectal cancer. That's the one that they've been all dealing with. And then she gets a phone call about this trial, and she participates, and there's been no signs. And this is unheard of for every patient to have signs of, you know, to be cancer free at the end of these trials.
Exactly.
So I think this is like one of those things where this could change the way people treat this form of cancer, and no telling how many others. It's just my husband actually is the one who found this story and was like, you have to share this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. I'm glad Juan shared that with us. That's awesome. Hey, about 30 seconds left. Tell us about the daredevil granny. 103 years old, huh?
That's right.
I love this.
So a Swedish Swedish woman, Rut Larson, she's the oldest person at 103 to tandem skydive, which is just amazing. I can't imagine doing that right now, let alone at that age.
I'd be telling my teammate, you know, protect my bones, 103, my goodness. Oh, Lord have mercy. The daredevil granny, 103, sets the world record for the oldest skydiver. Samantha Mal, thank you, Sam.
That's
isn't that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters...